Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, you love Naughty Dog. I love Naughty Dog. Let's talk a little bit about Naughty Dog, because over on Naughty Dog senior artist Hyung Nam's page over on ArtStation, he's published a bunch of images relating to what looks like a really cool fantasy game, saying that he was inspired by a new game. Now, this comes after sort of general rumblings that Naughty Dog are working on a fantasy project next, kind of coming from different hints over the years, different things that have been said in interviews. I'm sure it was Neil Druckmann that initially planted the seed, but then I couldn't find the initial mention anymore. But either way...
Okay.
There's some new images that are out and they look really cool. They're called Women of the North. One of them shows a dragon slayer, one of them shows a warrior, the other one shows a mage. And Hyung Nam also says, as part of this post, that you know what I'm talking about in regards to these images. We don't know what he's talking about, Mr. Nam, but I'm going to assume that it's the fantasy thing that he assumes people already know about that they don't.
Yeah.
But what's your thoughts on them doing this next?
It's a sweet move, Scott, if you ask me, my friend, because they've done a lot of action adventure, they've done a lot of modern day stuff, obviously, mm-hmm. even if it has gone into the future, dystopia or whatever, but we've seen a lot of people who look modern doing things that are relatively modern, like shooting other people. So to go to a completely different time period, a completely different genre, perhaps, like that's fascinating. When it comes to Naughty Dog, they are a studio that I want to see continue to create new IP and not necessarily get tied down to franchises, but I don't want them to become known for only one thing, because they've had all these successes in the past, like obviously Uncharted, obviously The Last of Us, but you go back through their history and... Well, this is what I mean. You go back through their history and their MO is essentially reinventing themselves every few years and every new generation. You know, you go from Crash to Jack to Uncharted to whatever. And I'm always excited to see what new creative ideas that they have next. Because, you know, like Neil Druckmann and all of the talent people working at Naughty Dog have a bunch of probably genius ideas up their sleeves that they're dying to make. And get, like we were talking about in a video or maybe a podcast the other day, like when we were talking about Microsoft getting Lucasfilm games, or you know, they're going to be more Star Wars games made by other developers, and we were like, that's cool, but when it comes to like these great studios, I want to see what the next new original thing is, and in this case, it looks like a cool fantasy setting sort of deal.
Well, the thing is, I had a bit of a look into sort of general hirings and stuff last year. They did put a... I remember there being a massive hiring call last year. If you drill down on what that was, they were hiring for the animation team. And they put out a hiring call in 2020 for a gameplay animator, a melee animator, excuse me, and a technical gameplay animator, which all sounds like the same thing, but one of them is melee, which assumedly, you know, they wouldn't hire a specific melee combat-focused person if they weren't going to have melee be a big deal in the game, which I think might be part of where the initial idea came from of, like, what kind of game would have a melee component? Okay, it might be fantasy, something like swordplay or whatever. But I guess the idea of that is kind of cool. The only other games that have really done sort of, I don't know, like high, like really big budget swordplay stuff reminds me of like For Honor, but I would hope that it was done a hell of a lot better if you take, I mean, For Honor was cool, but it was like glorified rock, paper, scissors, and then it was all grindy and whatever. But if you took that idea of this cool combat system and then fleshed out the story alongside it, I guess that'd be something that they would do. The thing that you mentioned though about them reinventing themselves over the years, the last generation was the only time they didn't do a new IP. Like we always had, you know, Crash, Jack and Dax, Uncharted, Last of Us, and then Last of Us 2 and Uncharted 4. And it was, that was the time when I sort of looked at them and went, but I want your new thing. Like, I love the trajectory so much. And I thought that, and they're so huge as a team as well. Like, at some point, I would rather, just me completely personally, I would take, you know, more games from that team overall rather than dedicating the entire team to the best looking leaves in gaming. Like, I want more stuff.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I do feel like that's because last generation for them was defined at least a little bit by turmoil. You know, arguably we would have got Uncharted 4 earlier in the cycle had it not been completely shaken up, had Amy Hennig not left, had Bruce Straley and Neil Druckmann not come in and kind of like retooled everything. And then obviously The Last of Us 2 took a long time to make. And we only got like those two games essentially within, you know, Lost Legacy and the Remaster Collection and stuff like that. But yeah, I know what you mean. Like I'm eager to see what they've got up their sleeve next, considering they sat out this generation without having, you know, a new franchise. So for me, I don't know, man. Like, I have a lot of faith in Naughty Dog. I have a lot of faith in PlayStation as a brand and their exclusives. Like, and I just want to see something original. But what you were talking about there with the melee combat, that's fascinating because to me, when it comes to Naughty Dog games, like the sense of fluidity in the animations for the melee system, I wouldn't necessarily call it, you know, an in-depth melee system or anything like The Last of Us or Uncharted or anything, but it feels good. Yeah. See, I think it is. In terms of complexity, it's obviously, you know, you're just smashing X, you're smashing square and, you know, pressing Y to counter or whatever. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the fluidity and how it looks, I always thought that was very kinetic, very visceral in places. You know, I remember playing The Last of Us 1 for the first time, and I couldn't believe how smoothly you transitioned, you know, between punches, between knocking people out with bricks and things like that. And that was obviously evolved with Uncharted 4 and then pushed even further with The Last of Us. So I think the interest and the base is kind of already there for a really in-depth, cool melee system. So I'd love to see that sense of fidelity and fluidity, you know, stretched out to a proper, mechanically complex melee-based combat system.
Well, that's, I mean, yeah, when I said serviceable, I meant like it does the job contextually, like in the idea of Last of Us 2, like they have these incredible animations, but, you know, Ellie is just this tornado of like violence. So it's like she's going to wreck shop and go right through this, you know, enemy encampment or whatever. So it's like if someone gets in the way, you're getting a machete to the face, then I'm going to move over here and do this thing, then I'm going to fire a bow and arrow or whatever. And I think that totally works. But yeah, if they flesh that stuff out into more sort of, because they've had a weird, they try and hybridize like, you know, in-game cutscene. They got away from QuickTime events, but they also sort of let you know kind of half subtly that you're still in control during a certain animation, and that's kind of become their signature style, that you can sort of trade blows during a punching sequence or whatever without the game popping up and saying like press square. And I kind of wonder how much they would be able to get that across in like a sword fight, that you would know that even though it's highly cinematic and the camera's moving around and stuff, you are still able to block and parry and maybe stab a dude or whatever and control the story that way. I like the idea of that stuff. One thing I was going to ask though is like a final thing, as they changed over the years, do you think they would ever go back to something more like, not necessarily a platformer, but something that is more sort of rounded and all out, I guess, just less staring at the floor, oh god, everything's horrible. Not that Last of Us 2 and 1 and Uncharted 4 don't have those messages in that are ultimately very positive overall, but the tonality of the way that they went after, you know, Druckmann and Straley took over the direction of those projects, they could not be further away from Crash Bandicoot and Jak and Daxter.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got to have like that sense of variety. Uncharted 4 was obviously much more mature than mature in terms of, you know, the themes it was dealing with, you know, old age, retirement, giving up, you know, family, and it delves
mortgages,
taxes, rent, things like that. But it still had that Uncharted, you know, sense of adventure and sense of wonder to it. So I think, yeah, going forward, I don't want to see, you know, just one after the other, a game come out, you know, continually looking at cycles of violence or how bad it is and how terrible people can get. You do need to balance that with some fun kind of stuff. And I think the fact that the first Last of Us actually originally started out as a Jak and Daxter reboot, I think that shows that they're open to revisiting, you know, past franchises and also looking at them in a potentially different way. And they obviously understand their heritage and kind of like where they came from. Whether or not I think we'll see some kind of like knack game from them, probably not. But I do imagine, you know, going forward, they've tried the two studio experiment before. Mm. You know, when they made Uncharted 3, that was made side by side, more or less, with the first Last of Us. So they've got this. They've got so many ideas. They've got this big staff. I too agree with you, and I would like to see potentially if it's doable, then go back to that system where we've got a couple things on the burner at once, and we get these different experiences rather than only having, you know, one or two games a generation.
Mm. Well, I mean, just, yeah, as like a final thing, I mean, it's like, I love that, you know, Hello Games could turn out The Last Campfire alongside No Man's Sky. I love that EA, as much as it's not exactly the same devs, can publish stuff like A Way Out or Unravel, you know, alongside the big crazy stuff like FIFA and Battlefront and everything. I like to see smaller, like more passionate projects alongside the big behemoths that bring all the money in to grant them the ability to do them in the first place. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below of the idea of Naughty Dog doing a fantasy game. Is it the kind of thing that you want to see them doing, and do what kind of tone do you think they would have going forward? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.